Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt's Presidential Election Commission announced yesterday they're delaying the results of the presidential election indefinitely. Egyptians are in Tahrir Square and want the results now. ION Network USA's Rody Rodehaver says while the results haven't been announced yet, the evangelical church is already feeling the impact.
It was shocking to me when my staff person said, in our church, there have been over 60 people who have left Egypt to go to the U.S. to start a new life because of their fear. He said there's a long line at the U.S. embassy.
Pray believers will stay. Elsewhere, Kids Alive Zambia is celebrating their first ever graduate from their program. It's a big deal because 15 years ago, Mushakwa lost both parents and found himself on the streets. Eventually, he found his way to the ministry and a sponsor. Sponsorship provided safe haven, food, education, and an introduction to Christ. He has a brighter future now because of Kids Alive's intervention. They're helping 450 kids in similar situations. Can you help too? We'll connect you at our website. And we all want to make our mark on life, right? Sometimes reading the stories of people who have done just that can be inspiring, especially in the world of the Great Commission. Global Advance's David Shibley just wrote a book called Great for God. It's a profile of 23 mission leaders who have changed the world. He explores their missional DNA and the 12 traits he found in common.
Three really stand out to me. Of course, their love for Christ, their courage in the midst of enormous threats and conflict, and their huge faith, where they just believed God for great things.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.